So we have basically gotten involved in malachos that involve wool. That's like the way things worked out, which wasn't exactly the plan, but it just worked out that way. Meaning to say, we learned the malacha malabain, and then we spoke about menapates last time because we wanted to discuss combing shetels, and now we are going to talk about soveya, right? And the malacha of soveya, just like a bit of an introduction, we're probably going to need one more share of soveya after this one, but we'll have a break for Michal's Chabura next week, and then we'll come back. But the malacha of tzoveya was done in the Mishkan that they would dye wool. Right? You need tchelas argam and tchelas shani, so those things of wool would be dyed, and that's the malacha of tzoveya. That's the pashtos in the Gemara, in the Rishonim, etc. There is a line in the Yerushalmi that the malacha of tzoveya was that they would take the animals again and they would beat the animals with a stick. And in that way, they would get the colored oros elim adamim, right? That they would make the animals red that way. What?
Like bruising them?
Yes.
Wouldn't that be shochet?
Wouldn't that be shochet? So. Whether it's Tzav HaLechayim or not, so we paskin that there is no Tzav HaLechayim if you're doing things for a legitimate human purpose. Whether it is Soveya and Shochet depends on how we understand the sugya of making bruises on Shabbos, whether that's considered Shochet, etc. And it gets us to the Gemara that we're going to learn right now, which is that there's a relationship between Shochet and Tzoveya. And I want to take this in the direction of whether there is Tzoveya by Ochlem. Right? Meaning, we're talking about, oh, is that part of your salad thing? Am I stepping on your toes? What?
Yeah, it's
Tzoveya. Tzoveya, yes. We will talk about tea part 2, part 3, part 17. We'll get there. We will talk about tea. Okay. Because everything comes back to tea. It's kind of, right? Sarah Schatz is shaking her head like, yes, everything comes. Or Hagasa. Hagasa will come up in the Malach of Tzoveya also. But never warming jars. Warming jars is like this side topic. It's like osa shtei batei nirin. It's like nothing to do with. Right. Okay, but let's learn the malach of tzoveya. We're going to talk about whether it's tzoveya by ochlem or not. Zakti Gemara ayin hey amid aleph, going to ayin hey amid beis. The Mishnah tells us that of the 39 malachos is shochet. Zakti Gemara Shochet Mishum Mai Chayiv, right? What is Shochet Chayiv for? Apparently, the Lashon in the Mishnah of Shochet, the Gemara understands that it can't be that Shochet itself is really the problem. Shochet has to be there for something else. So Zakti Gemara, why is Shochet Chayiv? Rav Amar Mishum Tzovea. Shmuel Amar Mishum Netilas Neshama. Okay?
Wait, why can't it be Shechita Mamish?
So Shechita Mamish is obviously the Gemara is assuming that Shochet itself refers to, or what's the problem with being Shochet an animal on Shabbos? The Mishnah lists it, but why you Chayiv, Rashi writes, I didn't give you this Rashi, but Rashi writes, last Rashi Nayin Hamad Aleph, Shechita B'mleches Hamishkan Hecha, Umay Avita. Ime Oras Elam Ma'adamim, Lamali Bahu Shchita Bechanika Nami Sagi. Right? If you need the Oras Elam Ma'adamim, you need these skins that they use like for the cover of the Mishkan. You don't have to shat the animal. You could just like choke the animal. So the Gemara asks, why is there a Moach of Shochet? So there's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. whether it is based on whether shochet is because of soveya, that's what Rav says, and Shmuel says it's based on the tilas neshama.
But it could be they could choke it, but if in the Mishkan they did do shchita, then that could just be that.
So the point is that those malachos which were involved in the construction of the Mishkan and were necessary for the construction of the Mishkan are considered malacha. Why do I use the word shochet is the question, right? So the Gemara's mahalach, according to Rav, is that shochet really means the malach of tzoveya. If you just choke the animal, there's no tzoveya, apparently. And Shmuel says, no, shochet is just a way of saying the tilas neshama, and chanika itself would be enough. By the way, the Egel Tal raises the question, why don't they say that shochet in the Mishkan is because they have karbanos, and you have to shech the karban? Right, that's preferred in the Torah. So the Egel Tal says that this seems to be a raya that when I learn malachos, I'm learning from the construction of the Mishkan, not from what was done in the Mishkan. No? And that's the Hakdama of the Egel Tal. That's like a very big global question in malachos of Shabbos. So Rav says, for tzoveya, frek the Gemara, mishum tzoveya, im mishum tzilas neshama. No? Lo? How could it be that you're only chayv for tzoveya? Isn't it certainly the tzilas neshama also? Ema af mishum tzoveya. So the Gemara says that Rav is basically saying that when they did shochet, they were chayiv twice, or they're chayiv for two things, for netilas neshama and for shochet. Right? That's what the Gemara says. Now, I did not give you the complete Gemara on my source sheets just because I made a mistake. But let me read the continuation of the Gemara. Ayin hey on the base. Now we're like two lines from the top. Amar Rav, Milsa de Amri, Ema ba Milsa de lo leisi dori basurai v'lichachualei. Let me say something about this which I said, so that future generations don't laugh at me. Tzoveya b'may nichalei. Why do you care about the tzoveya? Right? I shecht an animal. The animal becomes red. Who cares? Right? Who cares that it becomes red? Apparently, it's going to be like a psikresha de lo nichole, or something along those lines. Right? That's the kasha that Rav asks. So the Gemara answers, nichole de litvis beis hashchita dama, tehecha de lechzuha inshi velesu lizvenu mine. Zuck the Gemara, you're happy that the beis hashchita becomes red so that people will see it? And they will buy it. If you go to Dan's supermarket, sorry, I don't know if you're passing by Dan's supermarket as we speak, but if you go to Dan's supermarket, you see they have these, go to the back, by the way, you'll see treif meat looks very different than kosher meat, no? It's very red. Being red is a sign that it's fresh. So you want it to be very red, so that people are going to say it's very fresh, so that people are going to say, oh, it was just shechted, and therefore, right, I'm not giving you a steak from 3 weeks ago, shaloshetis. I'm giving you something that is new and fresh, right? That's what the Gemara says. So let's just review. According to Rav, the malacha is both netilas neshama and shochet, and the reason, and soveya, it's both netilas neshama and soveya, and the reason why it's soveya gets involved is because you want it to look fresh, right? It's nichale so that people will buy your meat. That's the Gemara. So far, so good? Now, the question that we're talking about today is tzoveya ba'ochlin, because Sophia likes tea. And what would you do with this Gemara in terms of tzoveya ba'ochlin? How you dissect this Gemara?
An animal, but it's not really edible at the state.
It's not a steak yet. It's just
like it's really far removed from being at a state of I can eat it.
But once you shechted, it's food.
Okay.
You could say that by tea, it's lo nichale, but if you're going to say that the redder it is, the more easily it is to be sold with fresher, the darker tea is, like, the better it tastes usually.
So you're already jumping to tea, right? Is that what you said?
You meant olson more generally.
I mean, this Gemara, right? This Gemara that says that you are happy that the base hashchita is red. That pashtus is that that means that there is tzeveya ba'ochon. No? Look at Rashi. Right? Rashi says, Mishum tzeveya shet tzeveya sabasar. Tosis rid. Right? When the Gemara says that Yechai, both for Netilas and Shama and for tzeveya, Tosis rid comments. Ema af mishum tzaveya perush, lava shochit masnisin koi, divade shochit masnisin lotanya elamishum nitilas neshama, detanale tzaveya behedya. Right? So Tosfos is saying that when Rav says that yechayiv for tzaveya and shochit, it can't be that we're talking about what's the av malacha, because in the Mishnah we have the av malacha of tzaveya separate for shochit, ela a shochit de alma koi, says the Tosfos read. Umechayev tarti, mishum netilas neshama, umishum tzoveya. Right? So a regular guy who shechts an animal is chayev both in netilas neshama and tzoveya. The I amrit, amaylo amrin an ein tzvir ba'ochlin, kida amora an ein disha elo begedulei karka. Right? So the Tosfos Rid is bothered by Akasha. How come we don't say ein tzvir ba'ochlin just like I say ein disha elo begedulei karka? Right? Ein dish ela begedulei karka comes up in potzei achilazon, right, on ayin hay. The Gemara says if I squeeze a chilazon, so that can't be dush because it's only disha by gedulei karka. So the Tosfos Rid is asking, why don't I say that just like there's only dash by gedulei karka, there should also only be soveya by stuff that's not a food. There is a bit of a jump over here, no? He's talking about gedulei karka and then going from there to food. I'll make a ha'ar on that in a second. So the answer is, mishum de gedulei karka chashivi, Hilkoch malachos hanohagos behen ena noheges b'shar metaltelin. Abal, koha metaltelin dinon shove, ve'en l'chalik ben ochlin l'sha'ar metaltelin, v'hochanami aminon b'ma'abed sheyesh ibud ba'ochlim. The Tosfos Rid is saying, if I'm understanding it correctly, that if you want to categorize malachos and say that certain malachos only apply to these substances, not to others, it has to be like a big, broad category. So gidulei karka is a category. So I could say ein disha be gidulei karka because gidulei karka is a thing. But ochlim is not enough of a thing. Food is... Gidulei karka is a category of stuff that grows from the ground.
Why is
ochel not enough to say it? I think what the Tosfos Rid is saying is that I never have a malacha that does not apply to food.
Malachos always apply to food.
I think that's what he's saying. Right? He quotes the Gemara that we say, Yesh ibud ba'ochlem. I have certain malachos that only apply to stuff that grows from the ground. Yet I'm trying to understand what the Tosfos Rid is saying. But I think what he's saying is that gedulei karka is like a full-fledged category. The opposite of gedulei karka, let's say, is going to be stuff that's not gedulei karka. Metaltelin is a category. And when it comes to the category of metaltelin, there's no difference between ochlem and non-ochlem. Okay, let's just pause on this for a second. If I understand Tosfos Rid correctly, and tell me, Chevra, I'm not sure I'm right. But if I understand Tosfos correctly, he's saying that there is no malacha by definition that does not apply to food. Do you remember we had a conversation when we learned about Kali Habishal? What was the paradigmatic case of Kali Habishal? Sardines, little fish. And the Gemara had a Lashon. Remember this?
Also my Ticha Berurah.
What?
That was also my Ticha Berurah. No, it was like Shemen, salt, maybe.
Those are things which are Chomrei Habishal. Those are things that, right? Chomrei Habishal are stuff that definitely does not cook in the Klisheni. Kali Habishal are stuff that does cook in the Klisheni. Usually we have a rule like Klisheni is not Mavashel, but by Kol Yasa Ispin and Dag Maliach, by like little sardines, a small fish, we assume that there is Bishal in a Klisheni. But the Lashon of the Gemara was, Hadachasan Zuhi Gemar Malachdan. Remember that? Hadachasan, Hey Dalet Ches Safnun, Zuhi Gemar Malachdan. So this leads the Prima Godim to say, well, maybe the issue over there is in the Makabe Patish. Did we talk about this? About making seltzer on Shabbos? We never spoke about this? I think, okay. Abigail, thank you for being part of the share. Yes, yes, I have one. I have one friend here. Very appreciated. In Shin Yud Ches Seif Dalet. Right? Shin Yud Ches. So we have the din of Kali Habishon Klisheni. Hadachasan Zuhi Gemar Malachdan. And the Bir Halacha there in Shin Yud Ches Seif Dalet, Diba Masfil Hadachasan. The Bir Halacha says, oh, Hadachasan means that you're rinsing the fish off in hot water because it's a subset of Bishal. But the Prima Godim says, the Prima Godim wants to say that there is a malacha called makeh bepatish on food. And when the Gemara says, then when I rinse this fish, I am doing gemar malacha and I'm chayiv. The Prima Godim wants to say gemar malacha is like a technical term and it means makeh bepatish. And the Bir Halacha disagrees with the Prima Godim. He says there is no makeh bepatish by food, meaning that there are malachos that do not apply to food. L'cha'ora, that's against what the Tosfos Rid is saying. Because the Tosfos Rid seems to be saying that there are, that malachos, I could say, only apply to gedulei karka, not gedulei karka, whatever. But food is not enough of a thing, right? Yet I have this Prima Godim, or I have the, I should say, the Bir Halacha who argues on the Prima Godim.
I just don't get that Haggadah.
So what I would say is like this. I have categories of malachos, right? So I have Sidura de Pas. I have Sidura de Tzemer, strings, weaving, etc. Then I have Sidura de Oros. Am I going to say that there are malachos that do not apply to food? Sidura de Pas definitely applies to food. But we also know that Sidur de Pas applies to, there's Bishal on non-food items also, right? Sidur de Oros, stuff with the leather. Is there, are we going to say that does not apply to food? The Pashtus is that food is like the most chayiv of everything.
That wouldn't be because food is a non-category, meaning other rabbis would be the opposite of your thinking.
That what?
I don't really know what it means that food is not enough of a category. But food is so strong and such a relevant component of life that it's going to be high for, you know what I mean? Like,
five all the time.
It should be an even higher example.
Okay. Again, I'm not sure what the Tosas Rid means. Like raising the question. What I do know is that the Tosas Rid is saying that the din of Tzoveya has to apply to food as well. And therefore, the raya is that the Gemara says it applies to food. The Gemara says that Shochet is Kai Mishim Tzoveya, and that means there is Tzoveya on food.
Can you have a highlight between those two cases, like Tzoveya was trying to say?
That what?
I mean, it doesn't per se prove that there's Tzoveya Ba'ochlin, meaning, yeah, in a Hanami, like technically when you shech an animal, it becomes a Zla'ula Achila, like in a general conceptual sense, but it's not, that's not the same as like making a tea you're going to drink. Forget the tea, it's a bad example. But if making anything that you're going to eat or drink on the spot, like there's a whole process that you can't just shech it and eat it in front of the grill. Like,
okay. In other words, shechting an animal makes it into, there's a few stages. I think Sophia made this point earlier. Mm-hmm. There's a few stages between shechting an animal and putting the steak on your plate.
Yeah.
Right? As opposed to, so maybe it's not called food yet. Hold that. That's going to be an important nakuda. That's going to be an important nakuda.
Exactly.
But the pashtus in the Gemara is that there is tzoveya by ochlim, and the you seem not to be outside anymore. And the what's it called? welcome to the shiur in person. And the Tosas Rid says that you have to say that there's tzoveya by ochlim because there's not going to be any malacha that does not apply to food. That's what the Tosas Rid is saying. The problem over here is Azoy. It's based on the Gemara on Kuf Lamed Tes Amid Beis, going over to Kuf Mem, but it makes it to the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Chafs If Yud Tes. Okay. Should we read it in the Gemara or in the Shulchan Aruch? Let's read the Gemara first. Officially, this is the Gemara share, right? So the Mishnah says that Nosnim Beitza v'masnenes shel charadol. You see, that's the bottom line of Kuf Lamed Tes on the Beis. I put an egg in a mustard strainer. The Mishnah says that's permitted.
A mustard strainer?
I assume so. What's a masnenes shel charadol? That's what the Gemara says. You could put an egg in masnenes shel charadol. The Gemara writes, Tanya, Tani Yaakov, Parcha, Lefisha Ein Olsen Osa, Elo Legavon. Meaning, right, look at Rash at the top of Kuf Mem. When I put the egg in my mustard strainer, what I'm doing is I want the yellow of the egg to yellowize the mustard. Again, I've never made mustard.
This
but
is
I'm,
true.
What?
This is true.
It is true. I mean, that's how French's gets that, like, ugly yellow color. Huh? They really do that? They really use egg to make mustard yellow?
I mean, like, our industrialized market, but, like, a real person.
Okay. So that's good to know. Right? So that's what happens. So the Gemara says that I'm allowed to put a beit on masnen shel charadol because I'm only doing it for the color. And therefore, Rashi writes, there's no breira. Right, you're not being boirer solus from ochel because you want both parts of it. Right, so that's like a boirer issue. Whether or not we're doing boirer this semester is okay. We did boirer. Right, the point is that I'm not doing boirer. The pashtus is at Rashi's l'shitaso. Rashi holds that the melacha boirer is only boirer psolus me ochel. Over here, they're both ochel. Both the stuff that stays on top in the strainer, which is an egg, and the stuff that goes down is going into the mustard. They're both ochel, so therefore it's not borer. That's Rashi. But the Beis Yosef quotes from the Yireim, and it makes it to the Shulchan Aruch, that it is permitted to be tzeveya, ochel, ein tzviya by ochlem. And the raya is kuf lametesa mebeis. Kufmemot Aleph, the egg in the mustard strainer. And that's what it says in Shulchan, Echlitin Karkom Betavsho, like Shin Chav Sefiotas, it's like the next source that we have to put Karkom, I think, is saffron. Right? It's like, is that true? Is saffron like a very strong color?
It starts off really bright red, but then when you cook it, it's yellow.
Okay. But it dyes food. Right? It makes stuff a different color. So am I allowed to put my saffron into food on Shabbos? So Shulchan Aruch says, Litein karkom betavshel, they took down my clock, to put karkom into a tavshel is mutter, and we're not worried about salveya, the ein sviya ba'ochem.
Are you putting saffron in food? Do you even care about the color, or you just want the spice?
Well, what I'm doing is I want the spice in the sense of I want the food to taste better, but it ends up, what's it called? It ends up changing the color. Shouldn't it be usher to change the color out salveya? The answer is ain't sviya ba'ochron.
Wait, I have a question. Couldn't you just say that you don't want the color, like it's not? Instead of saying Insea of Oakland, just saying Ishtia of Oakland, depending on if you want it colored or not.
So you're saying that maybe by the Shochet case, you want the color, you want the red. By the saffron case, you don't want it.
You want the flavor, but you don't want the color.
But wouldn't I have to then address questions of psychratia?
Yeah, but we're at, meaning in the same
So if you hold that psychratia, the lo nichole is permitted, so then I have an answer.
Yeah,
right. In other words, the way we read the Gemara in Ayin Hey Amid Beis, the Gemara says that by the tzviya of the Beis Hashtita, it's nichole because the seller wants the red color. Over here, maybe it's lo nichole. Perhaps if you assume that psikresh is only chai by nichole, you can have an answer, but usually we assume that psikresh de lo nichole is at least aser midrabanan. That's why we paskin, right? So it's hard to say. Shulchan Aruch is befeirish. The Gemara is befeirish. I'm allowed to put the egg in the masnenas shel charedol. Right? So the Gemara is saying it mitzad the din of breira. But what about, what's it called? What about Silveya? So Shulchan Aruch says, Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlim. Zot the Bir Halacha. Ayin Nishmas Adam, Shemefak Bek Ktsas Be'etzem Hadin, Mehod Yisra B'Shabbos Ayin Hei, Shulchit Mishum Mai Mechayiv, Rav Omar Mishum Silveya, Nichol Edelusis Beis Hashkita Dama, Harei After Ochahu Shayach Bo Tzviya. Right? The Nishmas Adam asks Akasha, how can Shulchan Aruch say that Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlim? Based on that Gemara on Kuf Lamed Tes, what happened to our Gemara on Ayin Hey? Right? That's the Kasha. So how does the Bir Halach answer the Kasha? How does the Bir Halach answer the Kasha, and why is it difficult? Dun, 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 da, 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 bum, bum, bum. On the source sheets, like on page 11, right? The Bir Halach is in Shin Chav Sif Yutes, so he quotes Bir Halach and Yibam Asol Litin Karkom, and Sophia is looking in an actual book. Litzaba means to diet.
No.
Oh, the litvas beit hashchita dama. That's the lashon of the Gemara that you want the beit hashchita to become totally suffused with dam.
Oh, so there, with the dam, the skin becomes dyed. Right, so Rashi pointed out that it was you're being so bad the basar, but the Orzaru is saying you're dying the basar, so you're dying the.
And so the, excellent. So the art. So the Bir Halacha is saying I have an answer to the kasha. But the Nishmas Adam asks, how can Shulchan Aruch say, Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlim, I Nigmar and Ayin Hay says that there is Seveya Ba'ochlim. So the Bir Halacha answers, well, the Arzarua says that you are dyeing the skin. You're not dyeing the steak. But Sophia pointed out correctly that, what's it called? Rashi says it's the basar. Okay, look at the Rambam. By the way, it was a Machlokas Rav and Shmuel in the Gemara, no?
About the skin, why would people want to buy it more? The skin
is ready. So my guess is that they would hang animals in the store. This is why we spoke about Dan's supermarket, and they'd hang it with like the Beis Hashkita still there. I'm not sure, right? I understand that if it's on the basar, it's somehow it enhances the selling value. Look at the Rambam. Look at the Rambam and the Lechem Mishnah. So Rav and Shmuel have a machlokes. What? The Rambam sounds like he's passing like Shmuel, and that's very. We should pass him like Rav because Hilchasa Rav Yisurei. Right? Yet the Rambam does not say anywhere that Yechayev Mishum Tzoveya.
But Shmuel is.
Shita Shmuel is that your own. Shmuel says I'm only Chayev Mishum Nitzialas Neshama. What? That's Rav. The end of the guy is within Rav. That Rav says, I'm chai for tzoveya because I'm happy that the Beis HaShkita is red. Shmuel says, you're not chai for tzoveya at all. The Rambam never says that you're chai mishum tzoveya. The Rambam says that shochet is chayiv because you're not on the Shema. The Lechem Mishnah says that Rabbeinu Nireh shepasak Shmuel, like the Rav HaMagid says, Davar temahu, that you should pass him like Rav B'Isurei, right? Etc., like the Magen Mishnah wrote anyway, and wrote elsewhere. Ella, Efshar, two lines from the bottom, shoes out silver, the Tame de Rav Kalisha. Do Atzmo Amar B'Gemar, Milsa de Amri, Ema Bel Milsa, etc. Avbi Shanasan Tam, Mikomakum Lechura Nira, Ktsas Dochek, Mipnei Kain, Lo Pasakimoso. Zachar Lachem Mishnah. What Rav is saying is, I'm going to say something that people don't laugh at me. That you really are happy with the tzviya because you're happy with the tzviya because, what's it called? Because people are going to buy the meat, the Beis HaShechita is going to be redder. But the fact that Rav has to go through this whole explanation about people are going to laugh at me and now I'm making them happier, etc., that sounds like it's a dochuk explanation. And therefore, because it's dochuk, says the Lechem Mishnah, that's why the Rambam ignores Rav. We're good? The Rambam only passes like Shmuel, not like Rav.
Wait, why is anyone... Well, the Rambam was the only person to notice this, but Gemara didn't think the answer was dochuk, like what?
We're starting like in the wrong. We should paskin like Rav. B'chol atay recall, I paskin like Rav. The Rambam over here does not paskin like Rav. Right? The question is why not? So Lechem Mishnah says because Rav is dochok.
Well,
it could be I didn't hear you properly because I'm not wearing my hearing aids today.
No, I don't think you heard me. I just thought, sorry, just to clarify, in the Gemara, when we said you were five for Shulchan, the question was why are you five for Shulchan?
Right.
Not that Shochet is like the category of literally slaughtering animals, and then
why does Shochet have to be the way we said from Rashi? Why is Shochet an Av Malacha? You could use the word Netilas Neshama as the Av, let's say.
That's what I thought that the Gemara was saying, that the reason that you're high is because of this, so the Av is like that.
Now I didn't follow you. I'm not sure what this and the that is. I think what the Gemara is saying is, like Rashi learns, if you need the Oros Elam Ma'adamim, why don't you just do chonek on the animal? Why do you need to shochet the animal? So Rav's... So Shmuel says chonek is taka the same as shochet. And that's how the Rambam paskins, right? Kohan notel neshama, right? Bein b'shchita, bein nechira, bein b'haka'a, and hachonek as hachai is all considered shochet.
Hold on.
The paradigmatic case, the normal way you do it is your shochet. But ultimately, they're chayiv because it's netilas neshama. The Rambam does not say anything about soveya. And the Lechem Mishnah is explaining that the Rambam doesn't say anything about soveya because Rav's shita is very dochuk.
Yeah, that's like a dochuk answer.
What? It's a dachuk answer. Okay. So.
Then the Gemara should have responded. What, how could Rav say that? Like, or any other region pick up on it? Or, you know, like.
Rav says what he says, but I think what the Lechem Mishnah means is that Rav is only saying it so people don't laugh at him. So obviously it's not the best answer. You're right. It's. Again, the Rishonim don't pick up on it because that's taka what Rav says, but the Rambam, who's a halacha sefer, is not going to pass on it because it's dachuk. So the Minchas Chinuch, when he talks about the Minchas Chinuch brings up the issue that we were like talking about the Havla'a, that we were like alluding to, about whether it's a Dover Shein HaMiskaven, is a Psikresha Delo Nichole, how Rav holds. I think it's probably Kedai not to get into this Minchas Chinuch. Look at the Chacham Tzvi. Right, the Chacham Tzvi was who, by the way? Rav Tzvi Frankelberg? I don't know. The Chacham Tzvi is?
Person who has the tshuva about even one day.
Right. The Chacham Tzvi and the Avkas Rochel have machlokes for how many days a yom to be keeping Israel. Okay, good. So now we know he's after Moshe Rabbeinu before Moshe Feinstein. Right? Now we know everything about him. No, that's the Har Tzvi.
Oh, man, that's what I was thinking of.
And that's the Har Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi is the Rav in Amsterdam. He's the father of Yaakov Emden.
Oh, we didn't know this.
That's the Chacham Tzvi. So Chacham Tzvi is bothered by the Kasha. How do I deal with this Gemara that says that Shochet is Tzoveya, especially since I paskin that Ein Tzviya Ba'uchlem like the Gemara in Kuf Lamed Tes and what makes it to Shulchan Aruch. By the way, I should point out, just as a brief aside, that Shulchan Aruch passes like Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlem, which is coming from a Sefer Yerayim. If you open up the actual Sefer Yerayim, he's talking about sticking bread into wine, and the Yerayim does not say Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlem. The Reya says Ein Zetzoveya Ba'ochlem, which sounds like in this particular case, it's not Soveya Ba'ochlem, because in this particular case, it's just very temporary. You're going to eat it right away, something. He's not saying a categorical statement of Ein Soveya Ba'ochlem. Shulchan Aruch takes the Urayim as a categorical statement of Ein Soveya Ba'ochlem, but it is B'pashtus, that's not exactly B'pashtus, that's not exactly what the Urayim means. But the Chacham Tzvi writes, Haven the karkum b'mayim chazil amaycho adam enu chay mishum tzoveya, and the Rav efshar top line the hainu time at Aram the lapasa karav b'sholchet shechayiv mishum tzoveya. Top line the Chacham Tzvi says that how come the Rambam does not pass him like Rav? Answer is because the Rambam holds ain't tzviya ba'ochlim, so the Rambam is rejecting the Gemara daf ayin hey. Remember, the Bir Halacha wanted to say that the Gemara is not talking about an Ochel. The Gemara is talking about the Ur. We said that Rashi is not like that. The Chacham Tzvi says, maybe the Rambam holds Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlim, and therefore he rejects the Gemara on Ayin Hei. Then he writes, Va'afilu l'rav, yesh loma mishum sha'osar ba'achila, shayich bei tzviya. Aval davar haro'oi l'machol adam, lo shayich bei tzviya klal. Afilu l'rav. Hey, teida, sharei mutar limzog yayin edom b'shabes, lo chayshinan shamayin nitzba'im b'nasim adumim. Ela akorcha lo shayich tzviya b'dover machol umashke. So what's the Chacham Tzvi saying? I would call on one of you, but I don't want to embarrass you. So I'm going to call on everybody and embarrass everybody. Okay, Chevra, what is the Chacham Tzvi saying? So what does ochel mean? Ochel means machol mashke. Okay, good. We keep it aveim.
Wait, what's the difference between achila and
what he's saying? You're on the right track, but I know. But your question is leaning in the right direction. The Chacham Tzvi is saying that when they shecht an animal, the animal is not edible. So therefore, it's not called ochel. Right? He writes, afilu l'rav. Right? Here. Davar haroi l'maycha odom lo shayt be tzvi aklal afilu l'rav.
Wait, but so that's confusing.
Well, actually, let's start a line earlier. Afilu l'rav yesh loma mishum sha'osar ba'achila shayich be'tzviya. When I shecht an animal, I can't eat it yet because there's blood there. One pshat. Because if I'm shechting an animal on Shabbos, is an iser of ma'isa Shabbos. Another pshat. But the Chacham Tzvi is saying that when you shecht an animal, it's not yet food. Right, it's along the lines, I think, of what you were saying at the beginning, that like there's a long space, right? 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 Sophia said it, you elaborated on it, but it's not fully food. But the Chacham Tzvi is not just saying that it's not food because it's not ready yet. Not being ready yet would not matter. The issue, the reason why it's not food, the Chacham Tzvi, is because it is... is because halachically you're not allowed to eat it. His raya that ain sviya ba'ochlem is that we all remember at the time of the Gemara they would dilute the wine. Yeah, Sophia.
Just be, but now if it's really because you can't eat it because halachically, like you can't cook and it's usher. If you're going to say no, it's not food categorically because it's not edible. That's one thing. But if you're going to say oh, because of there's a halachic reason that you're not allowed to eat it, that doesn't mean it's fundamentally not food. It just means, like, if I were to cook it, it still would be categorically food.
So the Achronim all ask on the Chacham Tzvi, they use an expression that it is food, but it's Arya de Isura Rav Yahweh. It's food, but there's like this lion of Isser that's hanging on it, no?
If someone cooks it, and then they like, die it, but they haven't died something that is food, the fact that it was usher to make it into food doesn't mean that you can't now do tzviya once it had the status of food.
I'm not following. No, I mean, just say it again. The fact that I didn't follow doesn't mean it wasn't good. I just didn't follow.
I feel so. It's taking a long time to understand what people are saying. And I think it's then. I just say it again slowly.
Yeah, say it again.
Okay. Can I draw a sound on the board?
Vivakasha.
Is it, can it be subjective?
Like if you're a nazir, so there would be tibia with yayin, but if you're not, there wouldn't. Or it's like
I think that's what the Chacham Tzvi is saying, that if something is treif, it's not considered.
He says because it's categorically food.
Yes.
How could that be?
Yes, and
that. Why do you have to say, "Of course"?
Wait, am I asking the same question?
Yeah, sort of.
No, we're not asking.
Because I'm saying it is food just because it might have a viscer. That oh,
you're so that was the lashon I. That was the lashon I was using before. It's food, but are you the sur rav yale?
Does that matter?
No, it's still true.
Davar haroi lemachol adam is soveya. If it is something that is roi for people to use, then lo shayach beitzviya klal. But when it comes to this animal, it's aser ba'achila, so therefore soveya is shayach.
Okay, we're defined the food term in this chacham tzvi is davar haroi lemachol adam.
Yes.
It's not about achila or not.
It's about ro'oi to eat it. So food doesn't.
Not ro'oi. It sounds like maybe, whether it's because of an issur or whether it's because whatever, it's not ready yet. Even I don't know how far you would take it. But it sounds like what makes it not shy is the fact that it's ro'oi to be eaten. It doesn't mean it's not categorically food if it's a cow.
The definition of the malacha of tzoveya is that it has to be that you are dyeing something, but if it is dyeing something that I am going to eat, then it's not dyeing, right? If I have red wine and I dilute it, I put water, remember at the time of the Gemara, they would dilute their wine, and how come it's mutter to do that in Shabbos? Shouldn't that be tzoveya? The answer is that that's an ochel. Right? Lo shay tzviya, I'm just reading more in the Chacham Tzvi. Lo shay tzviya b'davar machol mashke, af she'in safeg, shim yitzba b'mei karkom, eze beged shu chayiv mishum tzoveya. Right? If I would use saffron on a shirt, that is tzoveya, but sof davar, right? Etc. Right? By macha umashka, we never find molid recha, and we're also going to say it by soveya. Okay. Now, some of the mafarshim say something different. The Chaya Odom writes that there's a difference between the Gemara and Kuf Lamed Tes and the Gemara and Ayin Hey, in that on Ayin Hey, the dye is what?
Blood.
On Kuf Lamed Tes, the dye is saffron. Saffron is food. Blood is not food. When they say ein tzviya ba'ochlem, that means that both the soveya and the nitzba have to be foods of the chayy adam. But if one of them is food and the other isn't, so then there is going to be tzveya in that case. Right. So I have like three mahalchim so far. No, we paskin, even though it's questionable why. Right, Shulchan Aruch paskins like this, phantom yireyim, the ein tzviya ba'ochlem. What about the Gemara on Ayin Hey? So we could answer that the Gemara on Ayin Hey is talking about dyeing leather. We could answer it's not yet food. We could answer that what's it called? We could answer that tzviya ba'ochlem means that they're both ochlem. No matter what, though, the Tosfos Rid does not seem to be accepted lahalacha. Because the Tosfos Rid is beginning his yesod by saying, yesh tzoveya ba'ochlem. That's the way he puts it together. Now, the Mishnah Brura about making tea. Right? So, Sophia, tell us, what does the Mishnah Brura say about making tea?
I remember how my dad wrote is that there are those that said that maybe tzoveya is a problem. But seemed like most didn't think that.
Okay. Right? In other words, the Mishnah Berurah is hedging his bets. He says that you should be machmir because maybe it's a vase of problem, and therefore what?
Tiasin.
No, but what about tiasin?
Thing first, and then you pour in the water.
So I pour in the tea first, and I pour in the water, and therefore it's not Soveya. Now, does that make any sense, by the way? The Mishnah Berurah is saying, I solve the problem with Soveya by putting the tea in first. But one second. How does that solve the problem?
Begging, you're dying the water.
Nachon. Right? And the raya that the, one of the rayas that the Chacham Tzvi had is that, oh, Mezigas HaKos is what they did, that they pour water into the wine, right? That's going in the same direction. And that's the Chacham, right? It's wine, then water. And the Chacham Tzvi says that's fine because Ein Soveya Ba'eichlam. Right? But the Mishnah Berurah is saying, if you're nervous about Yesh Soveya Ba'eichlam, so then what you should do is put the, what's it called, in first, put the tea essence in first. But Ofen Zeh, I'm reading Shin Yod Ches, right, it's the Mishnah Berurah os mem hei, the shahatzion os samach hei. Tov yoseh shiyara hamayim latocha essence. Lotzeis gam das hachoshishim letzviya, v'ayin yaris hadvash. He sends you to an essay by the Yaris Hadvash, is Rebbe Yonson Eibshitz. I just saw earlier that Reb Chaim Kalman Gutman, who's a Satmar Dayan, is one of Rabbi Simon's friends, has a sefer on Lamites Malachos HaShabbos. He says that he doesn't know where this is in the Yaris Drash. He doesn't know where Reb Yonson Eibshitz talks about tea making. Okay, but the Mishnah Berurah apparently knew where it is. But the Mishnah Berurah says, put the essence in first. And therefore, you're solving the problem of those who are choshish for tzoveya by, what's it called? What's the pshat in the Mishnah Berurah? So you get the impression that the Mishnah Berurah holds, and now is where we get to Sarah Shatz and Hagasa. What do we say about Hagasa and Daf Yud Ches?
It could be tzoveya.
That one way of finding the Gemara is at tzoveya, and the Gemara says that more I stir, the more it's a problem, right? And there's a Machlekes Rashi in Taisus, what the issue is on Yud Ches, but the issue might be a Shaila of Soveya. Because the more I stir it, the darker the color gets. If I make something darker, that is Soveya. The Mishnah Berurah is saying that if I make something lighter, it's not Soveya. That's one way of learning it. Now, that's going to be difficult. By the way, making stuff darker as Soveya is what the poskim say. You shouldn't shine your shoes on Shabbos. You take... Melabain means I'm removing dirt or I'm making it whiter. I shine shoes. I wear black shoes and I take black shoe polish. I put it on my black shoes, right? But I'm making it darker black. So that's Soveya. But the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying that making stuff lighter is not Soveya. It's hard to know why. It could mean... that the cheshbin is as follows. Maybe the pshat is that ein soveya ba'ochlim is because it's not derech litzpoa. The Gemara in Ayin Hey says that it's the derech to make the beis hashchita red. The Gemara on Kuf Mem apparently is saying that you don't care about it. And what? Therefore what? It's not the derech? It's very hard to know. This is really a sticky point. The Rambam, by the way, learns that the Gemara in Kuf Lametes Kuf Mem, when we say that you're putting the egg in the Masnena Shel Chardol, the Rambam learns that the egg is not adding color to the mustard. But what you're doing is you have a mustard colander. You put an egg in and you make the egg clearer. It has nothing. Okay. What? Litvis, right? Or what's the Lashon of the Gemara on Kuf Mem? The Lashon of the Gemara is, right, for gavon, right? For gavon might mean to just cleanse the egg.
Is it going to be malabin?
I don't think it's
dirty. Why not? Yellow, you're making it clear.
I'm clearing the egg, so it's malabin. That's interesting. It's a creative question. I have to think. It's like, it's a good question, but like there's got to be a simple answer, right? But because Ramaase, the Yireim and Bepashtus Rashi are learning the Gaon Kufmem in a way that leads in the direction that Ein Sviya Ba'ochlam. The Rambam's way of learning the Gemara is that we're not dyeing the, what's it called? We're not dyeing the mustard. How you deal with the Gemara we had on Ayin Hey, that sounds like Yesh Tzvi Ba'ichlim. So we had a few approaches. The Chayodim is saying it's only true when they are both food items. Let's talk about the case that you're going to think I'm crazy. A possible application of Ein Tzvi Ba'ichlim. What?
Toilet
water. Okay.
Look ahead at the source sheet.
What? Blue.
Moon rings.
What are moon rings?
There's these really fun rings that change based off the temperature.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that next time. Basically, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about photo-grade lenses that we'll talk about next time, like the glasses that change color. They become sunglasses on, like, very sunny days. Or kids' toys, right? Sometimes they change colors. Or a thermometer that you could tell what temperature you have based on the color of it. So that I want to talk about next time. Or sunbathing. Is sunbathing tzoveya? But what about toilet water? Right? If you have these blue things in the toilet, then when you flush the toilet, it becomes blue. Is that tzoveya? So there are some who argue.
You definitely don't care about the water color.
I definitely don't care about it, but again, it's a.
It just happens to be that's what it is.
Yeah, why do they make it blue? I have no idea.
They have two options. I don't know if they're getting blue one. But they clearly make it a blue, and that's like the universal thing they have in front of.
I don't know why.
Don't hear. I'm asking the same question.
Maybe that might, that's right.
I'm saying that might determine whether or not she's problematic or not. It's not like a random question about toilet color.
Maybe some people care, but if you don't care.
Is it like a subjective Nicolay? No, probably not.
I mean,
maybe Laura, but not.
I mean, Rove people. Situation of the Lone Nicholai, the Gemara discusses, like, if it's Ara Didei, Ara de Chavre, so it could be for me, it's Nicholai, for you, it's not. That's a possibility. But what's the heter for the toilet water? Is there a heter? So some argue that the heter is that this is some form of grumma. Because I flush the toilet, and then the water comes and it hits the, what's it called? And it hits that, what are they called? It hits the blue thing.
Mm-hmm, the blue thing.
So some say that's some sort of grumma. It's hard to assume that's grumma because the Gemara in Sanhedrin has a case of bitka d'maya. Right? Let's say I tie somebody up next to the dam. I pull the dam and then the water comes and kills the guy.
Like kippah.
Say kippah. Well, it's worse than kippah.
Jail?
Kippah, if I put someone in jail, so the person's going to die over time. Over here, right, he's dying right away. And the Gemara assumes that amamish rotseach, the assumption is that there's no difference between a bullet and water. I kill somebody by pulling a dam and having the water come and kill him. So if that's the case, we're assuming that when you just release a dam, that is your ma'isa, and the word that comes out right away is your ma'isa. So you can't say it's grumma, because when you flush a toilet, again, at least in the old toilets, they had like a tank, and the water is in the tank. I flush it, and that opens the tank. It's like opening a dam, no?
Well, is grumma on Shabbos fine?
Grumma in Shabbos is?
Is it fine?
Grumma on Shabbos, bepashtus we assume is aser lo sasakom malacha malachu da aser agram mashari. We assume though that grama is going to be aser midrabanan in most cases. On yontif, we're more make on grama than on Shabbos. Whereas we're make on grama on Shabbos, like b'makom hefzer, if there's a fire, I could put the barrels of water next to the fire. The barrels are going to crack open because of the fire. They'll what's it called? It will put out the fire. My b'makom hefzer, I'm make on grama on Shabbos. I'm not make on grama straight up. But it's aser midrabanan. Grama on Shabbos is aser midrabanan. Yom Tov we're making on grama more than we are on Shabbos.
This, since it's grama and what? This is disgusting.
So why is disgusting? Why is disgusting a heter?
Maybe it's what's it called?
Grashare. Grashare is a kula by muksa. We're not learning muksa.
That gets hair off.
Covered up brios. But for covered up brios, I don't need my blue thing in the toilet for covered up brios. I really don't. Okay, so some argue, and this is the part that you guys are going to think is totally disgusting and warped halachic, but some argue that maybe it's a din of Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlan.
No.
Okay, in other words, according to the if I take the chayy adam, there has to be both the sobeya and the nitzbah. But let's say I don't go, that's the chayy adam's chiddush, right? Now, again, when the chacham tzvi says that treif food.
It's kosher.
What?
Your dog would do it. I don't know.
So I think the argument that it is tzviya ba'ochlan, I think, is a weak argument. Do you agree? It's a weak argument. What about the argument that it's anal, that it's grama? We say that's weak argument. What about the argument that it's anal miskayim?
Is that enough?
Is Zobeya having miskayim?
All malachos have to be miskayim.
What's the
shikr
of miskayim by Zobeya? Presumably a small amount.
So again, the Gemara at the beginning of Perek HaBona sounds like, the way the Rambam understands it, sounds like miskayim means 24 hours. This is not going to be miskayim for 24 hours, but to assume it's not miskayim is also difficult because l'cha'ura, it got dyed, and then when I flush, it's just not there anymore. Right? But the dyed stuff is still present. Right? It's still, I dyed the water. Just right now, I don't see the dyed water because I flushed it. Is that called Eino Miskayim? Also, is it called Eino Miskayim? Right? We spoke about Inspector Gadget. Right? We said that the Eino Miskayim by Kosher is different than Eino Miskayim anywhere else. By kosher, it's Eino Miskayim because I'll undo it. By everything else, Eino Miskayim has to be that it will self-destruct.
Well, could you say that? Presumably whatever you're putting in the toilet as a result of your bathroom usage is going to destroy it anyway.
Well, I'm destroying it.
No, I don't mean the flushing. Because meaning in the flushing thing on the Miskayan level, let's say you're flushing it, but it still exists, you're saying. But if you go to the bathroom, so I don't know what benefit you get from the color or not, but you're destroying it the second you go to the bathroom.
And therefore, is it Mekalkel?
Maybe, yeah.
That. I mean, but I don't know if I don't know if it's Mekalkel because you dafka want it. Mekalkel is they do something that ruins stuff.
You don't want it.
So some of the Sfarim, by the way, say in the Orchos Shabbos at the end of. In chapter 7, on page 258, the Archos Shabbos says that it's usher, and you should remove the blue thing. Maybe there's an Isser Mukta to remove the blue thing. What? Remove it before Shabbos. Again, so now our bigger issue in hotels today, the issues with toilets are like,
they're automatic.
It's not pashut. It's not pashut. When I was in Israel like 2 weeks ago, so the place where I was spending Shabbos, they had like this toilet thing. It's like, what could I do? So again, I moved it to the side before Shabbos. Like, so it didn't really.
Like that works if you have a private bathroom. What if like the lobby bathroom?
It's not. So is there any kula over here? Ugh. So look at the Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach.
We have a question. Could we compare this? Not to Rav Michal's shir, but a schita peros. Isn't there a whole thing if you, like, let's say, cut something and juice comes out, if you immediately throw away? Is that the Miskayim point, or is that something else?
I mean, so that could be, it's a special halacha by schitas peros, because the halacha of schita is only the schita mishum labin, the schita mishum dosh. If it's holy chli'i, but it's not dosh.
That
halacha is about schita that's holy chli'i, but it's not dosh.
And that's what, doesn't apply for any other halacha.
Hashtus is hard to apply it. By the way, the issue of whether something is called eino miskayim when I do it and undo it is the shayla of the letters that are written on the books, on the Gottesman Library, or what's it called? The Heidi Steinberg.
Oh, the one here?
Yeah. No, I don't think anyone ever takes books out from this library.
They're all done.
You took out a book from here?
Out for reference.
I did too.
But sorry, you took a book out from the Heidi Steinberg Library? Okay, we have one. We have one. Again, maybe I should not put this on tape, but like during the financial crisis for YU, after Bernie Madoff, and we lost him $100 million. So one of the conversations that came up with Richard Joel was maybe we should move Stern uptown. There's a lot of properties, and this would save a lot of money. It would also put a lot of professors out of business.
What do you mean?
In other words, I don't need two history professors, one for uptown, one for downtown, if I could have the same professor and just have the professor walk from one course to another course and just pay that professor for an extra course rather than having another full-time professor. So this issue came up. It came up at a Rosh Hashiva meeting, of course. It did not get traction at a Rosh Hashiva meeting. Is that a nice way to say it? There's a lot of nice properties you could buy in the Heights. That property on 187th between Broadway and Wadsworth, that's like eight properties. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
There's this massive lot.
Across from the school.
Across from the school, right. It's a massive lot. That's like eight properties worth. And there's another, there used to be a movie theater on like Broadway and 181st. That's like four lots. You could easily like buy those properties and just move Stern uptown, and it could happen, but it didn't. And now we have a $613 million campaign, and Zakt Reb Shlomo Zalman, right here, the end of paragraph one. He makes a lot of the points that we made. Umashu choshel v'shofcham bo b'yom choshvani shirak b'kosher v'tofer hu debi in a midoraz she dayto shakeshi heila olam minolam lomer came gan b'tzoveya. Right, the fact that I have in mind to undo it, so by kosher and by tofer I could say that. But who says by tzoveya that that's true? Kosev amanas limchok is chayiv. If I write something having in mind to erase it, I'm going to be chayiv. Right. Kosher might be different. Ach, afal pike modina le kvot terasa. The kim shenasim ikara al das l'shofkam tochsman kotzer l'tocha asla yitochin shemid oraisa ein zachoshuv kimiskayim. But it should still be aser midrabonon. And since the chaya adam is machmir on tzvias mayim b'kai gavna that you want it to be colored, so therefore you should be choshesh. And the Chaya Adam writes that those people who sell wine and they dafka want to color it, so it's going to be a chiyuv chatos. Lachin says Rav Shlomo Zalman, second paragraph. Nir lafin yistaiti nachum rachosh. Dehada ein sfir ba'ochlan who rakish kavanaso letam ledavar acher velo lamara hatzeva ubnidon didan kafisha shamati hadamim modin sha'avur hasug shegam tzoveya mosifin kama shkolim. Like the Mishnah Berurah writes, etc. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that since your kavana is to diet, and I know that's your kavana because you spend extra money because you want the blue thing, so therefore he thinks it is a problem. This that you say it's a psik reisha d'lo nichole, no, that's not true. You dafka want it. Even though you're not doing a maisa b'yadayim, Rav Shlomo Zalman is basically machmir on the is machmer on the blue things in the toilet.
Is there a difference though between you buying it sold at Lafayette on sale where you didn't buy the blue
things? So that's the thing. People want these things. People buy it. Why do people buy? I think it keeps the toilet cleaner. Is that?
I think it
cleans as it goes through, and it also. So it also adds, I mean, it's like an air freshener. It has a smell, right, that people want that.
It's not connected to the color.
They automatically clean and deodorize your toilet.
The blue does?
Apparently.
Versus any other color.
Yeah, I don't know why they're blue. I do not understand that. But it's, right, sof davar, right, the last line of Rishon Zaman, nir alafin yistati ratzui ma'od lihimana mezeh v'shabes, ki Rak hatseva nikar velo hachitui, right? Even though it cleans stuff off, but lemaisa it's nikar as a new color, and therefore he says tov to be machri. You get an impression though that he is not saying b'sakina harifa. He's not coming out firmly to say that it's usher. He's just saying that it's tov to avoid it. And in the previous paragraph it says lechatzchila, right? Im mi ya'arov shekobnei abayis enam nemim zeh, hare shomu kesef havor zeh. Choshvani, right? Who says that the people in the house aren't nene? So again, maybe in the case when you go to somewhere else, maybe in that case it's taka that you're not nene. But if you buy it in your house, it really is nene. In my Rebbe Sefer, Rabbi Moshe Brown, he's mitzdarif the idea of ein tzvi of ochlin to this conversation as another snifla hakel. If you're going to add that it's groma and it's from nicholei, perhaps it's ochlem again. But I think all of the kulos are very difficult. You should not do that. The pashtus is what you should do is remove it before. You should try to remove it before Shabbos.
But if you're in someone else's house and they have it,
yeah. Again, so I think if you can move it over to the side, it's better. If you can't, the impression you get from Shlomo Zalman is that he is, what's it called? He's not saying that it's definitely usher. Am I right? He's not saying it's definitely usher. He's saying it's good to avoid it. It's not simple. Like in the Archon Shabbos, he mamish says that it's definitely usher. He says that you can't say that's ein soveya ba'ochlem because these mayim is not omid l'shtia at all. And he adds, once you mix the soap into it, it certainly is not right l'shtia. I don't know. It's not pashat. Okay.